Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Aleph Omud Aleph. And we begin the very last line of Samach Omud Beis with the concluding Sif Gimel of Simen Lamed Vav. And the Mechaber is telling us over here, Tzorich L'Sayeg Shatnez Gates. As we've spoken about previously, there are certain little tagim. We'll see and describe exactly what those tagim are, those little curlicues, those little additions to the top of certain letters. Those letters are called Shatnez Gates, which is the abbreviation for the letters Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and Tzadi. The Nun and the Tzadi are both the regular Nun and the Nun and Tzadi Sophis letters. And all of these have the little Tagim on top of them, and we'll spend this Sif and today's Shir discussing exactly what the status is of those Tagim. So the Mechaber tells us that you must put those Tagim on those letters. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis writes, this is true afilu b'sefer Torah, the kosher came b'tfilin u'mezuzos. This is true for all Stam, Torah, Tfilin, and Mezuzah. What exactly are these tagim? These are shlosha tagim kitanim. They are three little lines, vidakim kichut hasara, that are thin and narrow, like a thin line of a hair. That are zikufos, that are vertical, al elu osios, on top of the osios of the letters, shatnez gets. Again, shin ayin tes nun zayin gimul tzadi. Echod miyamin, the Mishneh Berurah first says one is to the right of the letter, the echod mismol, one is to the left of the letter, the echod lemilamala, and one is on the top of the letter. However, the yeshomim, which is the way that we do it, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, the shlosh to milamala v'chei noagin. The proper minog, the way we do it today, is that all three of these tagin, which are like little letter zions, very thin little letter zions, that come out on the top, as we'll see, of the left side of each of these letters, they all come out from the top, and that's the way that we do these tagin. It's like a thin line. Who called tag v'tag? Each of these is three thin lines making up the tagin. Kach noagim be'elu haratzos. This is the way we're noag in our lands. Lasos kol echod kein tmuna zayin. And each of these little thin lines is really more like a zayin with a little curly Q on the top in addition to the straight line, like the letter zayin. Afshu kitanin v'dakimod. However, they are made very small and very thin. Dirshu footnotes 10 through 13 add some additional information that is critical. In Dirshu footnote 10, he writes, bringing down the El Yerab in the name of the Radach, Shalo Yosef al Shlosha Tagin. We don't make more than these three Tagin. Vim Hosef aleim Psulim. And if you actually put more, it would make it possible. Others disagree. In footnote 11, he writes, Vein Shirli Orech HaTagim. There's no minimal or maximal height to these Tagin, these vertical thin lines. Therefore, the Mishnah Sofer, that Sefer writes, Shimroa Hasofer Shem Shim Yarich Es Hatag Yechanes Latocha Os Dalis Olaos Latocha Os Reisha Milamalov Mashamalov. If you see that you've extended the Tagin and it will go into the airspace of a letter Dalit or the letter Reish in the line above it, Yiktsarenu, don't do so, and make it shorter, because if it extends up into the Dalet or the Reish, it will look like a hey, and we don't want to change the Tzura of the letter above it, so then keep it short. In footnote 12, he writes, in the name of the Rambam, Shatagim heim kimo zayanim zekufim, they're like vertical zayans, three vertical zayans, and this is also the opinion of the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Taf Reish Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Taryag, the very last Mitzvah. And in footnote 13, he writes, we'll learn later on in Siv Katan Yud Dalet, Shem Yaseh Satagin Gedolim V'Avim, if you make the Tagin too big, too thick, too large, Alula Tzuras Os Lishtanos, it will look like it will change the form of the letter, and that would be a problem. And finally, he concludes, V'Tago Emtsoi Shol Shatnez Gates, of the three Tagim, the middle one, the Kol Yaakov writes, is a little bit taller than the other two Tagim, the one to the right and to the left. In Siv Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah comments about this Shatnez Gates, and he writes, V'hu adin tzadi kufuf for the nun pshut. As I mentioned already, this is true for the ender nun and the ender tzadi, as well as the regular nun and the regular tzadi, the sophis letters as well as the regular letter. V'im hosif asofer lasos tagim chutz miosios Shatnez Gates. If the sofer wants to make tagin on other letters besides the letters of Shatnez Gates, and it will learn in a moment, and it's brought down from the Tur and the Levush, that there were some other letters that we have a Mesorah to also make Tagin on, and if the Sofer wants to add to those, lo ike, that's not an Ikuv, it doesn't make it possible. However, ach bitznaishu mechubarim la'os, but all the Tagim always have to be attached to the letter. They can't be hanging around in the middle of the parchment, not attached to a letter. In the issue footnote 14, he explains, this is Kamosha Kosov Behemshech Dvarov in the name of the Shelis Achuvus Ramami Panau, Shim Lo Chibrum Harehu Ki Yisaron Bein Hashitin. If you don't go and attach it to a letter, it's like a free-flowing letter out in the middle of the lines, and that is no good. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, if you do have a free standing, not attached Zion tag over here, you must erase it. And even if it's on top of one of the letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's not a problem because it's not attached to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, so it's not like you're erasing the Shem of Hashem, and you're not allowed to have letters lying around that aren't part of the parchment, that aren't part of the parsha, and you must erase it. No individual sofer should go and add on tagim because of his personal autistic desires. We should only follow what the Masorah tells us, which letters should have a tag on them. And he says, "V'tiyuk shel shatnez gets hu b'shin al rosh hashlishi shel os." He says the way we put on the tagim is on the head of the shin, for example, it's the leftmost head of the shin. And the ayin and the tes and the tzadi, it's al rosh hasmoli. It's on the left head of those letters that have two heads to them. The ayin has two heads to it, the tes has two heads to it, the tzadi has two heads to it, and you put it on the left head. And on that head that you are putting the tagin on, don't put it all the way at the end, but put it in the middle of the head of that os. The Rama adds, don't have the tag attached to each other. They each should be separate from each other. If they're too close to each other, if there's not a space in between them, they'll look like an ayin or a shin. And that's not right. And this is in fact ma'akev. If it looks like an ayin or a shin, it's no good. In Dirshu footnote 15, he brings down, how can you correct this? He says, you're no problem, it's not a problem of Shlok Yisidron to correct it if they're too close, because the tzur of the os is nikeris gam lefnei amechika, so it's not called Shlok Yisidron if you go and correct it afterwards, and you should correct it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, gam tzorich shiyu atagin nogin beguf os. The tagin, as we've already pointed out, must touch the letter that they're a tag on top of. The lav hachi psulin, and if they're not touching it, it is posul. In the issue footnote 16, which can be found on the next page, the Chazon Ish writes, "Shemistimas haposkim shelo ishiru al din zeh." You don't find anybody other than here, the Mishnah Berurah, bringing this down. Afapishu dovo sheshliach motzi, even though there's a very common problem that the idea that the Ramas brings down, nevertheless, since nobody brings it down other than the Mishnah Berurah bringing down the Rama over here, other poskim must hold that it's kosher if you have this. Ubifrat b'mikrisha hafsik hum muat v'nikar hadavar shem tagi os. As long as it's approximate and it's close enough to it, that would be acceptable according to these other poskim. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The af ein ikuv basiyas tagim, that even though we technically hold that there's no ikuv, if you don't have the tagim, it's still kosher, as we've already pointed out, Kimosha Pasak Machaber, Mikom Mokom Zegora. If you do have the tagim and they're not attached, the Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Ramami Panau, brings down that that's a problem. Dahavi ki yisorin os kitana ben hashitin. Because this, as we have already said, is like having an extra letter in between the lines, and that is no good according to the Ramami Panau. In the issue footnote 17, he brings down the Bir Halacha, who brings down the Machlokis Aposkim, if this is true, in Misorin os posel ben hashitim, and he brings down the Noda be Yehuda, that it's not possible. However, the Radivre, the Rama Mipano, is that it is Ma'akev, it is no good, and the Lahushe Srod and the Shara Ephraim follow the Rama Mipano. The Mishnah Berurah continues and tells us to look at the Yad Ephraim. The Kosav Delo Mahani Afim Yamshichim Achakach Elos. Once you have it hanging in the air, then you can't correct it afterwards by filling in that little space in between over there. Rak Tzorich Legoram Ulekosim Echodosh. You have to erase it and then rewrite it. The issue footnote 18 brings down the reason for this. Kivon shenichtav betchila b'fneatzmo, since you wrote it originally not attached, it now has the letter of, it has the status of an os zayin that's nichtav and it's pasul, and you can't go and correct it afterwards without erasing it. However, if there's a possibility that it was originally connected and then it just became erased afterwards in part, so it looks like it's not corrected, that in fact can be just corrected by reattaching it. You don't have to erase it and write it anew, but you could reattach it if you think that it was originally connected and it just got part of it rubbed out. And that's in fact what the Mishnah Berurah now says. Im yadien, if you know shekisovim mumcha, if an expert wrote it, and therefore you can definitely rely talinon shenifrat achar shenichtav, you can guarantee that they wrote it correctly. And it's only now that you're looking at it, when you're checking the tefillin, you're checking the parashos, and you see that there's a space between the tagin and the letter, machshirin b'mshoch elos. All you have to do is reconnect it, because you can assume it was done originally good, and that's not a problem now to reconnect it. The Levush Yisrod writes, "The Harama Mipano Svirule the Logora Dover Zem Mechesron Hakofas Gvil the Enom Akirach Betchila." The Rama Mipano compares this to if it's lacking the parchment all around the letter. You have to have space around the entire letter. So that's a din lechatchila when you wrote it. But if subsequently, for whatever the reason, you no longer had the mukav gvil, that's not a problem. It can be corrected. So to over here, if you originally had it connected and it became subsequently unconnected, some of it got rubbed out, it's not a problem to just reconnect it. You don't have to erase it and rewrite it anew. And therefore, Valkain, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im nifrat achar shenichtav kosher below tikin klal. You technically don't even have to go and correct it. Umimele the dvarivim lo yunogim mitchila saksiva mahani al koponim tikun. And not connected, you can certainly correct it now at this point, and it's not a problem like the din of mukaf gvil. Shabur concludes, one should really be machmir like the Yad Ephraim, and Sofer should be very careful originally to make sure that the tagin are in fact connected to the os. Then the Mechaber writes, "V'ha sofrim, nowadays many sofrim, nohagu, they have the custom, l'tayig osio sacheros. They have the custom to add tagin based upon the Mesorah for other letters as well." The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalad writes, "Nohagu l'tayig, b'tfilin osio sacheros muvarelu," that they had the custom to add on to other letters of the tfilin, tagin, "v'hei muskorin b'tur b'shem ha-shimusha rabba b'shem ha-rambam." And this is based upon what the Tur wrote, based upon the Shimusha Rabba and the Rambam. Va'atagin elu, and these additional tagin, heim taginim gedolim, they're big tagim, afshiu dakim, even though they're thin, shlo yiskauku la'os ayideis there. One has to be careful not to change the tsura, the shape of the os, either of the os itself or of the os above it. Uma'od tsarich lizar, one should be very, very careful, biyoser, especially, bitagin shal havov, o'al shal hayud, with the tagin that are on the top of the vav or on top of the yud, because ki bekal yishtane ha'os ayidezeh, because if you're not careful, the tag can make the vav or the yud into a much longer letter. It can make it then the yud into a vav or a vav into a nun sofis. So one has to be very careful with this. And then the Mechaber concludes this simon, v'imlo tieg afilu shatnes gets, and the bottom line is, if you didn't put tagim on any letters, even the letters that we said, shatnes gets, lo posel bidieved, the tefillin are kosher, it doesn't ruin the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezvav, v'habach posel bazeh. Not everybody agrees with this din of the Mechaber. In fact, the Bach says, no, it's no good. And even the Vilna Gaon, v'gam agro bebiuro, miyashiv l'kolachas minashitos, umebi havi poskim the machmir bazeh. He reconciles the three shitos, which we'll mention in a second, and he explains that many a poskim are machmir, in fact, on this, and therefore, alkein me'anochem od lochosh lazeh l'saklum achakach. Therefore, if it doesn't have tagim, one should add the tagim to make sure that they're right. V'tikun mahane afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzos. And one can even correct tfilin u'mezuzos if you wrote the entire tfilin, and it has to be kirisidron, but you didn't write the tagim, it's not a problem to add the tagim afterwards, v'lo havi b'zeh shlo kisidron. That's not a problem of not writing the letters in order. D'b'lo at tagin nami tzuros olel, because the letters are clearly recognizable as the letters that they are. All the shatnes gets letters are recognizable as their letters without the tagin. So the tagin are in ma'akev in that sense, but they are certainly something that one should add even after the fact. Furthermore, v'da'o, the Mishnah Berurah says, da mechaber mayrish osa rosh os lemala kitikuno av shechiser atagin sholov. He's talking about where you made the top of the letter correctly without the tagin. However, avalim osa lemala rosh ogo gam kain. If you didn't make the top of the letters of shatnes gets properly, you didn't have a little additional part to the top of each letter as it's supposed to be. Mashma yabayis yosef, de'en lohakel afilu b'di'evid lefi perish or aim. This is no good according to the aim, even b'di'evid. V'tzorich in lemaisa, halach lemaisa, he says they're not sure, ki l'chora Rambam yesh l'hokel b'chol gabne, because the Rambam says that one can be makel under all circumstances without the tagim, which seems to include even if the top of the letter is not formed properly as well. And he tells you to look in the Bir Agra, and the Bir Agra says, the la Rambam lo ayri ha-gemara klal b'tfilin rak mezuzah. He says the Gemara is not even talking about tefillin, it's only talking about mezuzah. V'lo le'inyan igol v'amshocha ach le'inyan tagim mamash v'rach l'chadchila, and therefore this might not apply, and therefore it's left with a tzorich in. In the issue footnote 19, we bring down the three shitos that the Vilna Gaon brings down over here. Number one, you have the Tur, who's based upon the Rosh, that if you don't have the tagim on the shatnez gets, it's actually possible. Kivin shehuzker din zeh b'gemara n'marachos. Since this is a din in the gemara n'marachos, you have to do it. And the Beis Yosef brings down from the Sefer HaTrumah the same din, and it also brings down from the Sefer HaGoz and from the Sefer HaIgor in the name of the Rebbeinu Tam, that all of this is li'ikuva she'ein garua mikutzo shayod. And if you don't have these tagim, it is problem. It's possible, even with the Yevid. Then he brings down the second opinion, is the Re'im, in the Re'im HaShalem, and he says, Mashamu b'gemara, that you need the Shatnez Getz in Menachos, that's talking about the three Zions over there, Eina kavon shiyatsa tagin alosis. It doesn't mean that you have to make the tagin on top of the lettuce. It's not ma'akev. And it's telling you that the tsuras gufa os atzma has to be done correctly. Sheyesh lasos es roshi osios shatnez geiz mishuchim lo agulim. That the top of the lettuce of shatnez geiz, where we do put the tagin, that's not ma'akev the tagin, but the top of the letter, if it's not done properly, if it's not elongated in a proper way, then it's no good. And finally, the Shita of the Rambam that we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Tagim aren't Akvim at all. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes with an interesting derivation of why these letters, Shatnez Getz, are so important. So he says, the letters Shatnez are also the word, a jumble of the word Sotan Az. And he says, the word Sotan and the word Az, these are Beis Mekatrigim Gedolim. These are two great prosecutors of the Jewish people. So this is the secret behind the Shatnez Getz, because the word Getz also means Gamkin is a shame Mekatri Gechot. It's also the name of a prosecutor against the Jewish people. So these letters represent various prosecutorial angels against the Jewish people. And by placing the Tagim Aleihem, this is Kamo Cherev V'chonis Linos Aleihem. This is somehow a protective measure to protect us from these prosecuting angels, and therefore on a deep level of Sod, this is protective for us, and that's why it's important that the tefillin have these tagin on the top of these letters. This concludes Simin Lamed Vav, and this will conclude today's shiur, but let me first mention that the next couple of days we will have special shiurim, because while this simin is really concluded, as we pointed out already in yesterday, the Chofetz Chaim has a special kuntris over here called Mishnah Sofrim, of which we'll learn part of it, and we'll use part of the time also to chazer over some of the halachos of tefillin.